Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back. We're joined by my friend and colleague at the Center for Security Policy, our senior fellow on economic warfare matters, Kevin Freeman. He is, of course, a best-selling author with Secret Weapon and Game Plan. He is also the driving force behind an incredibly valuable internet resource, globaleconomicwarfare.com. We are delighted every week to be able to pick his brains, especially on the occasion of 9/11, the anniversary of two attacks of that day, the second of which isn't widely understood to have been similar in some respects, and perhaps motivated by some of the same people who were behind the attack of 16 years ago. Kevin Freeman, it's good to have you back, especially to be able to explore with you those two interesting dates.
Well, thank you, Frank. It's an interesting day to be here. It's a solemn day, and it's certainly a day that we should remember in prayer.
Amen to that. You have made the point that 9/11/2001 was an economic warfare attack. We spoke earlier in the program with Harold Rode about kind of its military implications, but discuss the economic character and consequences of the 9/11 strikes.
The targets, which include the political target, the White House, Congress, the military target, the Pentagon, and the financial target, which was the World Trade Center towers, just demonstrates Osama bin Laden's intent was not to kill the most number of people. He could have waited for a Saturday in the fall and gone into a Michigan football stadium or Ohio State or any of the large stadiums and easily taken out hundreds of thousands of people, not 3,000. He chose the World Trade Center because it was not only a symbolic target, but with the assumption that it would be an economic attack that would potentially take down our economy.
On that day, as well as going after the World Trade Center, some 7 years later, they went after the economic underpinning of our market. Talk about that attack, Kevin Freeman.
Well, and that's a little known or understood, but the real linchpin of when our financial system collapsed in 2008, everybody will tell you this, George Soros said it and everybody else, it was the failure of Lehman Brothers. And the beginning of the failure of Lehman Brothers started on September 11th, 2008. It started with direct connections to the Muslim Brotherhood out of Qatar, where they were purposely naked short selling, which is a complex financial way of, they were attacking Lehman Brothers and making it impossible for people to buy their stock or support them in any way, that literally a blitzkrieg attack, you go in and you sell a bunch of Lehman Brothers stock that you don't own, haven't borrowed, don't own at all, and you sell it and people panic. It's a run on the bank, and a week later Lehman Brothers files for bankruptcy, and then the whole financial system begins to collapse shortly thereafter.
Kevin Freeman, this is the subject of your extraordinarily important book, Secret Weapon, How Economic Warfare Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again. Remind us, Kevin, of who you think was behind that second 9/11 attack.
We've traced directly connections to Barclays Bank that was at the time not fully owned, but heavily owned by the sovereign wealth fund in Qatar, which was headed up by a man you've taught me about, Yusuf Qaradawi, a Muslim Brotherhood, anti-American, pro-Sharia, really a terrible guy that I think he's Egyptian. I think if he went to Egypt today, he'd be arrested.
And to the extent that that attack was aimed at undermining our economy, it really underscores the point that you have made often on this program and elsewhere about economic warfare really being an instrument in the quiver of or in the hands of our enemies, one we fail to understand, let alone respond appropriately to at our extreme peril. What is the prospect, Kevin, as you see it, that we may see a repeat of this kind of attack in the stock market or other parts of our economy?
We've seen a number of attacks already. We've seen what is known as the flash crash, where we have no idea where the source of the attack came from, if it was a glitch or whatever. We've seen the Syrian Electronic Army purposely put out false tweets with the intention of causing a stock market crash, and we saw, you know, billions of dollars wiped off of market value for a few minutes as they did this. And we've seen it written up repeatedly that this is a way to attack the United States of America. And yet we have no agency and no part of the government that is dedicated to protecting our markets.
Yeah, it's something, as I say, that they ignore at their peril. Let me ask you, Kevin Freeman, about another aspect of, it's economic warfare, I guess, of a kind. We're told that Vladimir Putin has been advising Russian companies that if they want to do business with the Russian government, which is a big player in their market, of course, they must use domestically generated software, apparently out of concern that foreign-produced software could have trapdoors and otherwise be utilized by us or others against them. This reminds me of an episode that has gotten altogether too little attention, and that is Hillary Clinton's direct role in promoting what has come to be called the Silicon Valley of Russia, namely Skolkovo. Having capitalized on engineering the transfer of sensitive military and other technologies to Russia, Hillary Clinton's foundation benefited greatly while she was Secretary of State from the creation and building up of Skolkovo. Kevin Freeman, to the extent you can, is there a connection possibly between what we have helped engineer in the way of a domestic source of software and other high technology for Russia and this step that Putin is now taking, which may have national security implications for us?
Well, there's all kinds of implications. First off, if we had not done what Secretary Clinton did and pursued building the Silicon Valley of Russia, they likely would not have the capability to use primarily domestic software in applications. They would rely on us. So he's probably right. Foreign governments do insert code into software, Russia being key among them. So that's a warning to our Pentagon as well. Don't use Russian software. It should be a warning to American business. Don't use Russian software. Don't use Chinese software. The Chinese are notorious for this. We're in an economic war. The problem is that most Americans think that all of this is a global marketplace. And what I'm trying to suggest is we're actually in a global battle space in the cyber area, in the economic area, and so forth. So when we transfer American technology, which is something the Clintons have done back since the original Bill Clinton administration, we transferred enormous amounts of technology to China. And when we do that, we put our nation at risk. Intellectual property theft is a serious problem. So that's tied to this. Now, the idea that they're going to cut off access of American software for use in Russia, and the Chinese have taken a different approach. They said, we'll use your software if you'll give us the code to it and let us see exactly where all the security is so we can ensure that our people are safe. What we're handing them is an ability to unlock our back door for all of our software.
Yeah, and use it against us in economic warfare. Kevin Freeman, this was a subject of a very interesting exchange between Steve Bannon and Charlie Rose on 60 Minutes last night, where he talked about the Chinese technology theft and extortion of American companies for their technological seed corn. Fascinating viewing and very much along the lines, I know, of what you have been talking about and warning of at globaleconomicwarfare.com and elsewhere. Come back to us next week, if you would. Thanks so much for your time today. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.